Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with New York City-based jazz saxophonist, flautist, pianist, and composer Chris Torkowitz. He is currently in Germany, and he spoke about his life and music, his new 2022 CD, New York Ensembles, and COVID Living. He is a Fulbright scholar that has performed worldwide at the finest venues on earth. One time, he had the extraordinary honor to perform for Presidents Bill Clinton and Nelson Mandela. And over the years, he shared the stage with jazz legends like Bob Minzer, Michael Brecker, Joe Lovano, and the great Dave Liebman. He is full of great stories. Enjoy.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
In your show.
Pleasure. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, where are you located exactly in the world today?
Today, I'm in Germany, and I'm going to be here probably still until June. And then I come back to New York. It's near Rhineland-Palatinate, near the French border, near the Alsace, where I'm originally from. So I have been traveling here, doing some things, organizing stuff. Hope to be back on the road again soon.
Is it comforting to be able to leave America during kind of this particular time of a lot of things going on to get into Europe? And, I mean, what is it like to travel right now? Is it refreshing?
Well, it kind of, I had to leave New York after, I think, 18 months through the pandemic because of some private things happened, my family. But after some months, I was organizing things. And when the music is coming back, we just had a recording here in Frankfurt. And it feels like really exciting just to do things outside the same environment. So I'm a big fan of changing environments from time to time, and it's kind of inspiring. But at the same time, I really miss New York, and I hope to be back soon, just playing there and do my thing there.
Yeah, well, and you know, I guess there's nothing more exciting and change-worthy than releasing a new album, New York Ensembles. Talk to me about, you know, with the world kind of opening up and the possibility of live shows and things happening, how does this release feel for you?
Oh, it's really exciting. Just such a pleasure doing this because the music was waiting a long time to be released. And I was working before the pandemic on it. And then in March 2020, everything was kind of full stop. I thought, okay, let's review it and let's listen again. And wow, all the musicians really sounding so great on it. I'm a huge fan. And I thought, okay, I really have to focus now to get this out, possibly right when the pandemic hopefully is over. And that was a big motivation. And that's what I did last year, just to prepare that and just working to get the music out and have something basically ready when things are hopefully getting better now. It feels great and to know that the world can listen to and that I can share this with everybody. And also it motivates me to work harder and write new things, practice. So it has been a really nice experience and journey just to preparing the release and finally now releasing it.
So over this time that we've been away from live music and things have, you know, obviously been very trying for the last 2 years, you know, we had more time with ourselves. And I'm curious, what did you learn about yourself over this time that maybe you didn't realize before that will make you stronger as you get out and promote and release a new album and do more live shows?
Initially, it was kind of a shock. So I had to switch to online teaching and doing everything online, and there were no more gigs, basically. After some months, I came back. Basically, my approach was to review things. I just reviewed my tunes and maybe my harmonies or my language or orchestrational stuff I like. And I started recording some duo recordings with vocals again. So the solo thing became kind of it had a new importance for me because it was kind of an instant composition, and then I could do something alone. Of course, I always miss playing with other players and have that collective experience with an audience. That's how I got through it, and that's where I learned a lot, just reflecting what I'm doing by myself and reflecting things I how I do things in music or my instruments, and also opening up and just learning some other skills, especially how to release an album and during those times, and how to get things moving, and also just getting a little better with computers and maybe non-music things. And so finally, I'm really grateful just that I could learn new things. And 2021, I got a better microphone. There was a grant here. So now the solo playing has another dimension, so I can record myself better and can review my compositions and experiment a little more with them, and hopefully get some orchestrations out of them again for bigger ensembles and a big band and jazz orchestra. So
beautiful. So on this brand new album, what are you hoping the listener gets from this experience?
Yes, I really hope the listener is taken on a journey, because when I wrote the music, every song, every orchestration has a personal story, which reflects my time in New York and coming to New York and going back and forth between New York and Germany. So I have certain memories with that, and I know everybody is different, and I hope just people listen it and they getting taken on their personal journey, and they start seeing things in the music on an emotional level, and maybe just some waves, tension relief, and maybe they just get taken away with some emotions there, and that's what I really hope, that everybody has as much fun as possible listening to this and enjoying the different orchestrations, and also just enjoying the improvisations of the soloists as much as I do, and of course the performance of all the musicians on that. And that's what I really wish for everybody when listening to the album.
So how did everything begin for you in the beginning? How did you get involved with music and fall in love with, you know, jazz? And
growing up in Germany, where I am right now, Rhineland-Palatinate, there was a lot of music around, so also classical music. But I think my parents, they had many records. There was an American Folk Blues Festival record, 64, and my high school saxophone teacher had a great record collection, and we had a big band, and it was really active. There was a exchange with American High School near K-Town here. It's like a big airbase. And so I listened to a lot of music, and I listened more and more to records. Like, some of them became really influential. I still listen to them. So that's when I had to pick up the saxophone and probably started improvising on the piano, which I still do. Through the saxophone, I really started to admire, like, Afro-American music and jazz as this beautiful, sophisticated expression, with this really history coming out of New Orleans and through oppression, too. And I really like the sound and the rhythm of it, and of course I love improvisation, so it feels really natural to follow this. And I mean, I like that music too. I like all kinds of music, Brazilian music, but I think it's just the language of jazz that's kind of so, feels so international, and people all over the world can speak it or understand it. It's really exciting, I think, and that's probably what got me started. And also the improvisational part of it, where the musician and the audience can really get into a zone somehow and forget oneself doing this, and just being so focused on music itself and the spontaneous creation of music or instant composition. These are all things I still admire and really fascinated. So I think that's probably what initially got me there.
So you've had the honor of playing for President Bill Clinton and Nelson Mandela. What was that like?
That was just really one of the most impressive days. And of course, we were all nervous. We were a saxophone quintet in Cologne, Germany. That's where I worked as a freelancer for many years. And we got invited to play for them. And it was really close contact. Like, Mr. Mandela was right there, and we performed for him, and President Clinton was there, and he joined. He just played with us, alto and tenor saxophone. So I never will forget that day. It was a huge honor, and it felt so naturally, and especially thinking later, wow, we were just part of that and had the honor of performing for them. That was really influential, I think, and sometimes really feels it was just like yesterday. And
what is it that you like the best about being a professional musician? You know, you have the opportunity to create. That's your profession. What is it that you like the best about it?
I really enjoy playing in the moment for an audience. And I see improvisation as kind of a form of instant composition. And I'm really longing for those moments where I can play for an audience and create something. But it can be also that the composition of mine is played, or a friend's composition, which I really got into performing it. So I like to bounce off energies between the performers and the audiences, and I think that's what's really motivating, and also learn and reflect at the same time. And then you go home and think, okay, I might next time I might things do a little different. And then the unknown starts again. When you perform, you can only say to yourself, I do it different, but you never know how it's going to come out. You can't plan a solo. Maybe you can, but I think there's always full of surprises, unknown things to explore there, and I think that's what's really thrilling. That motivates me. I feel really lucky that I can do this just as a musician, because it's just really rewarding playing and writing, and also teaching. I enjoy teaching too.
If you have a dream tonight, you run into the younger version of yourself around the time that you were starting to become a professional, and you could give yourself, your young version, a piece of advice based on what you've learned throughout all these years as a musician, what would it be?
That is a great question. I was thinking about this, and I would definitely give the advice to focus on singing more. I love singers, and I started late singing a little by myself, but I'm not really a singer. But I would say that's just such a personal expression, and to sing on your instrument, that's what people really go for. And I would say, wow, that's if I would be a younger version of myself, maybe I would have started singing earlier, maybe as another instrument, and let's see how it would have taken me there.
Why do you love jazz?
Oh, it's just the expression, the combination of it. First, it's like the rhythm and the sound, that's what attracted me in the first place. And then you have the improvisational part of it, and that's kind of a language. And I just love the sound and rhythm of Afro-American music and also Afro-Caribbean music, and I love classical music too. But the combination of this with speaking really a language during improvisation, and which is ever developing, and to be able to talk with that, I think that's really incredible. So I really love that, and it feels like speaking really a language and learning vocabulary every day, and just exploring new things every day, either a little hint there or just things you didn't know, and you learn every day, and it's really surprising, and always new things coming out of it. It's kind of an endless source of inspiration for me.
So everyone has a perception of you, an idea of who they think you are, your family, your friends, your fans, your students, but ultimately you live your life. Who do you think you are?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on a mission because I just hear some sounds and rhythms that have been part of my journey. I don't know exactly where I got them from. It's probably not me. I didn't reinvent the wheel, of course, but so I'm having those things, and they just tend to come out, and I'm just trying to make something out of that. So I'm just on a journey just to put a interpretation of those things or out in the world, or just some aspects of it which are personal. I think that's the mission, that I can contribute a little to the big ocean here with some personal views on that, while respecting the tradition of that and all the powerful roots and all this, the background of it, and maybe can find a little my own touch within all those things.
Absolutely. Hey, Chris, this has been great. Thank you for opening up with Neon Jazz, talking about the album, your life and music. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Germany, New York, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Chris for his time, energy, and cool. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. Go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com for everything Neon Jazz. And for everything Joe Domino related, go to JoeDomino.com. And if you feel like it, you can donate to the Neon Jazz cause there. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.